Hello, everyone. How are you today? Happy midweek. I'm recording this on a Wednesday. I'm still playing catch up. So if you're getting episodes back to back as a subscriber, it's certainly because we're playing catch up this week. So let's get into it. Today, I really want to talk about overcoming self-doubt because I have struggled with self-doubt. I'm pretty sure that a lot of my listeners can relate to this, but I have found some tools that are very effective at renegotiating your self-worth and your value when you are struggling with self-doubt. And this can happen prior to a big interview of yours, or maybe meeting somebody for the first time that you really admire, or starting a new venture, a new business, a new endeavor in your life. We can certainly struggle with self-doubt. And honestly, this heavily applies to navigating life after divorce, because a lot of single moms or single dads walking through divorce have serious self-doubt about being able to be the sole provider for their household. All right, so let's get into it. The first tool I would like to introduce to you is writing down your strengths. So when you start to really struggle with self-doubt, think about the times when you have been absolutely amazing. Think about all the way back to your elementary school days, you know, your primary school days, when, you know, you were just a fully innocent, somebody who just embodied all the facets of yourself. Think about the awards you got. Think about the recognition you got, the grades you got. And then look further into your young adulthood. Think about that same aspect, and then go into your adulthood and think about your college experiences. Think about if you played sports, if you're competitive, your wins, the times that you've made yourself proud and your family proud. It's very important to enter this headspace of self-worth and self-value if you're struggling with self-doubt. That's the first tool I would say. And if you're preparing for a big interview and you're very worried about maybe not being qualified enough, or maybe everybody that is applying having more skills than you, then focus on your soft skills. Are you an amazing communicator? Do you have a great smile? Let's go down to the tiny little things. Do you have an outfit that just makes you feel better? Do you know how to communicate through difficult topics? Do you even know how to just be yourself when the interviews are closed up? It's very important to remember this, especially for interviews, because I guarantee you I have had offers extended to me over other applicants, not because I was the most qualified, but because of personality and tapping into those strengths. So if you're able to think about who you are, authenticity, and just replicating it before an interview, it makes you realize that you're in your body. And sometimes when things don't work out, it's not because, you know, you weren't qualified. It just wasn't the space that you're supposed to be in. And then another tool I would say, especially for people navigating divorce, separation, maybe going through that season where they're very worried about being able to provide for themselves or for their kids alone. This is what I did. One night, I was very worried about this because I've been through a divorce and I left from having two paychecks in my household to having one, and I was terrified. My biggest worry was not being able to provide for my boys and, you know, ending up homeless or something crazier. So I woke up one night and my brain was just spinning, and I grabbed a notebook and I just started writing down every single possible thing I could do. I jotted down all these notes. I was like, I could do this and that and that. I could tutor French. I could bartend. I could dance. I did nothing was off the table. I just wrote. I stayed up writing all these things that I knew I could do, that I could be great at. And then it started to unlock a part of my brain that made me realize, like, you can do this. You are amazing. You're talented. And I want you to put those same skills into use. Think about how you have made it through the most difficult times when people least expect it, maybe when you least expected it, and then write that down and think about the skills that you've ignored for so long that you could start doing. And frankly, when you embody that, it starts to make you function in a different level of creativity, and it makes you be a go-getter. And it's very important to be that way, especially if you're about to be a single parent. So I would say when you struggle with self-doubt in that area, definitely do that. Keep a notebook. Another thing that's very important is practicing gratitude. And what that looks like is maintaining some type of gratitude journal. I'm sorry, I can't speak today. I'm trying to record this episode really fast before my 2-year-old wakes up because I don't want him to interrupt. But practicing gratitude makes you think about the little areas of amazingness that you've ignored. And that could look like just buying a journal and every single night writing down 5 things you're thankful for. That could look like this. I'm thankful for my house. I'm thankful for good health. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful for my mother being here to help me. I'm thankful for this creative space that I'm able to utilize. So think about things like that. And before you know it, when you spit that out to the universe, recognizing those little things, bigger things come. I truly believe in that. Bigger things that you can be grateful for start to come your way. You'll start to realize that you're thankful for even more things. And so those are my tips here. I know this was a shorter episode, but I really hope that that helps you walk into a different area of your life where you start to believe within and overcome self-doubt and realize that you are talented and you're amazing and you can do this. And every single person that's done it isn't special. They're just determined and hardworking. Thank you so much for listening. You have a great, great, great week. Bye.